West of the Netherlands, Belgium and Norway, followed by the fall of France, and now Britain subjected to the nightly terrors of the Blitz. As Jago drove to West Ham Police Station, with the sun beginning to peep above the houses behind him, he could see the evidence of the previous night's air raid. Sunday had mercifully passed without a daylight raid, but nightfall had brought the fiercest attack for weeks. He scanned the street. A parade of small shops on the left now had a gap like a missing tooth, the space filled by a heap of rubble and splintered timbers, while on the right, three firemen were dousing the last flickers of fire in a pair of wrecked houses. It was like a lottery, he thought. A business wiped out in a moment. Families losing everything overnight while their neighbours were spared. Images of shell-blasted villages he'd seen in France during the Great War stirred uneasily in his mind. There was something so grievous about the sight of a home burnt down. It wasn't just a building destroyed, it was someone's memories, their past. He could see no poppy sellers. Perhaps it was too early in the day for them to be out, or perhaps worse, they were no more immune to the ravages of the Blitz than anyone else. He arrived at the station, still without a poppy. He would have to get one later. He parked his car, and as he swung his legs out and made for the entrance, he caught himself yawning. Despite yesterday being the first Sunday off he'd had in weeks, and a welcome respite from the job, any chance of a decent night's sleep had gone out of the window when the enemy planes growled overhead and unleashed their bombs onto the streets below. But at least no one had hauled him out of bed to attend to a case, and that, he supposed, was one of those small mercies you were supposed to be grateful for. Perhaps he'd be granted the small mercy of a quiet day in the office, too. This happy thought lasted until the station door closed behind him. "Morning, sir," said the sergeant on the front desk. "Mr. Soper wants to see you immediately." Divisional Detective Inspector Soper was the head of all CID operations on K Division of the Metropolitan Police, and that meant he was Jago's immediate superior. In Jago's experience, if a summons was immediate, it usually meant the DDI had some work he wished to deposit on his shoulders. He knocked on the boss's door, wondering in which particular way his quiet day was about to be dismantled. "Come in," said the familiar voice within. There was something about its flat tone that made Chamberlain's broadcast flash through Jago's mind again. He opened the door and stepped into the office. "Ah, good morning, John," said Soper from behind his desk. "Sit down." He looked troubled. Jago sat, as instructed. "Look, John, this is going to be a busy day, so I'll get straight to the point." "Sir?" "I've had a phone call this morning."